Today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm having scheduling nightmares because I decided to up my workout time to an hour on the elliptical. But I also decided I wanted to try intermittent fasting. Now I know my vacation is in 10 days. And it's not like I'm going to lose a lot of weight in 10 days, but I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and start this. Well, the thing about, I've done a little bit of research on intermittent fasting. And I feel like it's something that I could really do, because if I can just only eat certain hours of the day, or skip a day, or, you know, whatever the case may be, and then eat normally or normal for me and still lose weight, then that would be ideal. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if it'll work for me or not, but I've never tried it before. The thing is, they recommend for men what they call a 16-8, which means you don't eat for 16 hours of the day, you eat for 8 hours of the day. And normally they say you start eating at noon and you finish, you need to be done eating for the day by 8 o'clock in the evening. Well, Mark and I generally eat at 8 o'clock. So I need to move our eating time to like 7, which we can do because we can't eat lunch at 1. Like, we have meetings at 1. 1 o'clock doesn't work. So that means we need to eat lunch at, we usually eat lunch at 11:30. So that means I've got to push our lunch time to 12. And then I need to be done eating by 8 o'clock. Well, I have to cook. Most nights I have to cook. We work out. I record this podcast. There are lots of things that happen. Sometimes I have meetings that go long. And so I'm not done with work at 5. I'm done with work at 5:30, or I'm done with work at 6, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I don't know if having an hour workout plus having to eat by 8 o'clock is going to work. It's been a nightmare, and I've only been trying to do it for 2 days. You know, this is only my second day. But I got done. So I have to record, I have to edit, I have to post. Then I need to work out for an hour. Then I need to cook. And I have to fit all that in from 5, and then I have to eat. And then I have to fit all that in between 5 and 8 o'clock. So, I could work out in the morning. Mark and I generally work out together, and he doesn't work out in the morning. So, I mean, I could get up early and work out in the morning for an hour, you know, and then not have to do that in the afternoon. It's just the scheduling is a pain. So I don't know. I mean, maybe an hour workout plus intermittent fasting is not going to work together. I'm not sure with my corporate schedule plus my podcasting schedule plus, you know, everything else. It is really hot in this room. I'm going to start sweating. That's an aside, but I just really, all of a sudden I got a hot flash. So there's that. So I've got to finish this up, run downstairs, get on the elliptical, do an hour, then I have to cook and then eat, you know, so that I can get it all in by 8 o'clock. It is now 5:12 in the afternoon. And anyway, I got to get all that done. And there's another form of fasting where it's called 5-2, where you eat normally for 5 days, and then 2 days of the week you do only 500 calories. And so you're not really fasting per se, but you're just really severely restricting your calories on 2 days of the week. So that's another possibility that I could try, and that's not scheduled any particular hours of the day. It's just 5-2. I thought about mixing 16-8 and 5-2. So doing 16-8 for 5 days of the week, and then 2 days of the week only doing 500 calories. I've got to do something. My whole life, I've just been trying to find the perfect nutrition plan, and it has not worked. It has not worked. But anyway, so yesterday we did nothing. There is nothing to report. I cooked chili last night. We had chili. I worked out, recorded the little show, and we ate, and we started a new television show, and I can't remember the name of it. But it's on Amazon Prime Video, and it's a Western, only because they're in Wyoming, they're cowboys, they own a ranch. But there's a sci-fi element of it. This rancher finds a big hole in the ground, and it seems like things that are dropped into the hole. Well, I don't want to give away too much, but there may be a time travel element. We've only seen a few episodes, so we're not quite sure yet. So it's like a mixture of sci-fi plus Western, and I'm really enjoying it. So, I mean, we'll see if I continue to enjoy it. We'll probably continue because we're getting to that summertime where a lot of the network shows are going away. I mean, we don't have cable, but we still watch Grey's Anatomy and Station 19 and The Good Doctor and Million Little Things. And, you know, we watch American Idol and we watch Survivor and, you know, we watch network television shows and Call Me Kat, Young Sheldon, all that kind of stuff. And but those are going to start wrapping up, or some of them already have wrapped up or have started to wrap up. Oh, This Is Us is another one we watch. So during the summer, we'll probably go back to a lot of the streaming stuff that we need to catch up on. Like The Boys is coming out on Amazon Prime. This new one, we watched the show called Uploaded on Amazon Prime. There are others, and I can't think of them, but there are others. There are Apple Plus things. There's original content on Netflix. We finished Ozark, so that, you know, I guess that is done. So maybe there won't be any more to watch there, but anyway, so that was last night. You know, nothing major to report there. Today I've literally just worked, and I had my last meeting, then immediately hung up and started recording this show. Tonight I'm going to do some final shopping for the Alaska trip, probably. I did order a mic stand. I also bought another lens for my camera. I keep trying to be a photographer, and it doesn't last very long. The last time we went to Alaska, I bought all this camera equipment, and I never use it. And it looks like it should be something that I would be so interested in. Well, I bought another lens I thought, you know what? I'm going to try wildlife photography. I really like taking pictures of birds. I know that sounds weird. Mark makes fun of me because even on my phone, when we're on a trip, I always have this habit of taking photos of pigeons in the various cities that we're in. Or if we go to Key West or something like that, I'm always like taking pictures of the roosters and the chickens that are running around. I don't know why I do know why there are chickens in Key West, actually. There's a particular kind of missionaries. I don't remember the name of them, but there were a particular sect of missionaries that went around kind of proselytizing. Is that a word? In all of these various islands like Key West and Puerto Rico and the Bahamas and Virgin Islands and all. Anyway, they went around all these various islands, and I'm sure they went to other places besides islands, but and they brought chickens with them. And so a lot of these islands didn't have chickens, I guess, before, and they mated and they were just in the wild. And so all these islands that you see all these chickens and roosters and stuff, it was a lot because of these missionaries. Anyway, regardless, I take photos of them. Mark makes fun of me. So I was thinking, you know what? Maybe that's what I need to focus on when I go on trips. I'm going to take photos of the wildlife of whatever area I'm going to, whatever, you know, whatever that is. I really, I mean, I like it. And so I needed a really good telephoto lens. So I bought one. And but I have a couple other things. I need a jacket for Alaska because nothing fits me right now. And I think I need some hiking shoes. I think that'll be my last purchase. And that's going to be pretty much it. Kathy Bacon did talk about she was mowing her yard, and she talked about it on Twitter. And I just wanted to agree with her. She said she tried to soak up some sun when she got done, but she was nauseated. And so she had to go in the basement and read because it was cool because she felt sickly. Same thing with me, Kathy Bacon. I get so nauseated when I mow and it's so hot outside. I feel your pain. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.